Hi, Ms. Lopez. I'm so sorry. This is Melissa at Canned Callers Roadside Assistance. For some reason, my system just shut down on me, so I had to
It's
reboot. I'm
okay.
very
No
sorry
worries.
about that, dear.
No worries.
All righty.
I was trying to call back to see if it would work, but it didn't.
All right, sweetie. Well, I'm glad I was able to get back in touch with you. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get this all taken care of for you. What color is the Kia, please?
It's a like a cherry red.
Okay, gotcha. And the police were dispatched out?
No, I have not. I didn't call the police. I just called you guys for roadside right away. I just called and made a claim. I think the kid's terrified because he has liability, is what it is. And
Mm,
so he
gotcha.
took off before I could even call the police. Like
Okay.
he gave me his I gave him my phone number, excuse me. He wouldn't even give me his phone number. He gave me or I gave him my phone number, and he sent me a screenshot of the insurance policy because he claimed he didn't have his ID or his insurance, like his paper insurance, on him.
Right. Oh
So
no.
all he did was send me a screenshot of that, and then he took off.
Oh no. All righty. And are you going to be with the vehicle when the provider arrives, or are you going to leave it unattended?
No, I'd rather leave it. I mean, I'd rather stay with it only because it's not a very nice area, and I've already been threatened by three people who are not okay with apparently going around a vehicle that's not capable of moving.
Gotcha.
So I just don't trust that somebody's not going to mess with the car some more. But I mean, I have the hazards on, and I'm in a safe enough area, I guess.
Okay. And you're going to be with the vehicle when the provider arrives. So did you need to ride with the service provider?
If possible, if not, I could just get an Uber home. If I don't need to actually go with the car to wherever they're dropping it off to like check it in or
Right.
anything, then I could just Uber home. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm not far from home, so an Uber's like probably less than $10 anyway.
Okay. All right, let me take a look here. It's got you on the corner of Spring and Esplanade.
Esplanade. It's spelled E. I wonder, I don't know if she spells it right. It's spelled Esplanade. And then I don't know if possible. Like I don't know if you're just dispatched for the car to get picked up or not. Am I able to give you the address that it occurred at? Because I was trying to give it to her and she never took it down.
Okay, and are you more on Spring or are you more on Esplanade?
Oh no, I'm on Esplanade.
Okay, Esplanade. Gotcha.
Yeah, because the address itself is on Esplanade as well. Like I literally only got two cars down from, or two houses down from where he backed into me before my car was just like it's I can't move it.
Gotcha.
And there was debris from his, because his bumper. Hi, I'm currently just waiting for the tow truck right now. Yeah, they backed up into me from that two driveways down and totaled my car. So, yeah, and he took off. So that's great. The 11772 right there.
What car was
Yeah. His name was Brandon.
I'm scared because this is my house.
Oh, that's your house.
Yeah, but I don't know who
The
I don't know who's him.
11772.
Yeah, I don't know who's him.
What car was he driving?
When I come
See
on.
that car in front of, actually, I'm pretty sure that's his car right there because I saw him at that car.
The first one?
So see
Oh, that's
the
the
that little gray car? That's pretty sure that's the car because he parked it there and then took off. Like he took off on foot somewhere. I don't know where he went.
Down here, but he doesn't live where we live.
Well, he pulled out of that your guys' driveway for some reason, and he admitted that he didn't see me. I was going full, like the whole speed limit down, and he ran into my front tire. He wouldn't even give me his ID or his insurance. I had to give him my phone number, and he sent me a screenshot of insurance, and I don't even know if it's really his. And he looked like he came out of that front house. So I don't know if it's if he came out of your guys' house or if you or if it's the house next to you guys or
no, I'm up because when this happened I go out because I'm a security and she got out almost for a second and then I think it hurt. So I'm scared. So I
oh yeah
and then I saw him but I don't know who it is.
So you don't know him at all. He just pulled out of your driveway for some
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just see him circling around. I think he saw us leaving in my mom's car. And I just see him circling around. I thought he was trying to take our car.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, a girl got in his vehicle after, like, she wasn't in the vehicle when it happened. And she got in his vehicle out of nowhere, like, came from that direction, got in his vehicle, and they took off. No, it's okay. I mean, I'm just going to go based on the insurance he gave me, and that's, I guess that's that, so.
Yeah, he took off.
According to insurance, he lives off of Tustin Street, which is not even over here, so.
Yeah. All right,
so
sweetie, and you are going towards East Spring Street, correct? Or are you going further down towards Vine?
I was going towards Spring, yeah.
Okay, so would you say, I saw that you, I was listening to your conversation, I'm sorry about that. It looks like you were hit at 11772 South Esplanade
Street. It's okay,
Street.
It's fault. Yes.
And it looks like right now, are you roughly sitting around like 762, 11762?
No, 11742, excuse me.
42, gotcha. There we go, next door.
Yeah, pretty much.
Alrighty.
Actually, I think it's the house down. I think it's odd that these people have no idea who came out of their house.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that one. That's why I was kind of listening in there and kind of seeing what was going on. Alrighty, so
because I think he's
having his vehicle.
I think this kid is literally hiding somewhere because he's liable for the insurance.
Are you sure you don't want to call the police department?
I mean, at this point, it seems like I should.
Kind of does sound like it. They would also be able to get you towed out as well. But, I mean, if I was in your position, it sounded really, really shady now. Before I even had that vehicle towed anywhere, I would definitely call the police department.
Okay. I mean, if I call them, is there any way to get in contact with you again?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll do, how about this? Since you're going through a bunch of stuff anyway, why don't we do this? I left my phone number for you on your voicemail, okay? I could give it to you again if you want me to.
Yes, please. Just
okay.
Be sure.
No problem, sweetie. It's 888-521-7244.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry, you said 3/8 or 1 or 2/8?
3/8.
Okay.
888-521-7244. Okay. Once the police are out there and they're going, okay, we're getting ready to leave, go ahead and get the tow set up. All right.
Okay.
They just give me a call back and say, hey, I'm ready to be towed. We'll go and get you set up. Okay. They go, hey, we need to move your vehicle. It's got to be towed right this second. If they're going to charge anything out of pocket at all, those are all, you can submit those expenses for reimbursement consideration. Okay. To the insurance.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, sweetie, get that taken care of for me and then give me a call back and let us know what's going on. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.